5, 4, 3, 2, 1, action.
Is someone in here with me? You're not going to shut the door on me, are you?
A no voice just said, you better.
Who's in there?
Okay. Do you want
to
We are at the historic Greystone Manor Bed and Breakfast in Gasport, New York.
Alright, before I let you play with the pendulum, can you spin this cup one more time for me? Almost there!
Horse is here. What was the name of some of the horses?
I heard a male voice go, boo, boo, boo.
Said to go to the cemetery together. I am all for it. These two are a little iffy because there's a possible Wendigo running in the woods out there. Best case scenario, it's a mountain lion. Welcome to another episode of Who's Ghost Stories. This is part 4. Of the Greystone Manor investigation. In this episode, we show you the footage from down in the basement, where Alex does the Estes method, and then we do a session at the spirit table there. Really cool stuff. Really interactive for all three of us. It was energetic. It was amazing. I loved every minute of it. Sorry. My arms are tired here. It was just an amazing time. Really cool experience down there in the basement. This might be the last of the Greystone Manor. There's still some, like, other camera angles from some of the other things we did that have some, like, orb activity and things like that on there. But they're moving so fast that it's hard for me to slow it down and see them clearly. So I might do another video that just kind of shows some of that activity if I can get enough of it slowed down in a good way. If not, this will be the last part. But 4 parts, it's a lot of parts, and I feel like all of them have come out really well. It was a really amazing time. And I'd love to go back. I'd love to do it all again. I'd love to stay the full night. There's a lot more I'd love to do there. So, who knows? Maybe later this year, we'll go back. Thank you again to our sponsors and producers for the Greystone Manor videos and trip, Tammy McIntyre and Steve and Debbie Huzar. If you're interested in sponsoring any episodes or even a trip, definitely feel free to reach out to me. You can use the link tree in the description here to find all of my social medias. You can send me a message anywhere on there. Facebook's usually the best. Instagram, second best. You can also send an email to whosar.reiki@gmail.com. And feel free to get in contact with me about anything. If you want to book a Reiki session or a reading, you can reach out to me as well. But I think that's enough of my jibber-jabber here. Let's go ahead and get to the episode.
So we're going to put that one.
Focus on you.
And
What's inside? Can't have what's inside.
Nobody is getting in the coffin.
I don't think we're allowed to get into the coffin, so here. Alright, don't.
No, definitely break it.
Can we have the headphones out of your bag? Alright, Alex. So, what's gonna happen?
Mm-hmm.
Put this on.
Yep.
I'll be blinded.
Headphones are gonna go on.
Okay. So you can't hear us.
Right.
You're just gonna listen through the static here.
Okay.
Xbox.
Hold on.
Gaming. FM.
I want to see if the FM catches a bunch of noise.
Hold on, just adjusting so it fits my fat head. Because that's the important piece. Because I have a fat head.
What are your eyeballs doing?
What?
What are your eyeballs doing?
Gaming. AM.
Low. Okay. Don't touch it.
Mm-hmm. Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Volume wheels at the top if you need to adjust the volume.
Wait, what?
Volume wheels at the top if you need to adjust
the
volume.
Is this what it is?
Yep.
Okay.
Is anyone down here with us? Are there any male spirits down here?
I can't understand, but I can hear a male voice.
What are you trying to tell Alex?
Are you the man spirit that likes to touch women? Somebody already touched me while I was down here.
There's a football game down here.
I heard no, and then right.
No. So it's not the one that likes to touch women.
But somebody did touch me.
Do you know who touched Megan?
Who is down here with us?
You wanted Alex to come next. Why is that?
We know.
What do you know? if he's afraid?
Help?
Help with what? Can you tell us what you need help with? Did you take my camera's battery? If you need a charger, it's over on the table. Can you give us your name?
You guys used to race horses here. What was the name of some of the horses?
I heard a male voice go, hoo, hoo, hoo. Uh-huh.
What if I play with your games? Can I play pool? Is it okay if I play pool?
Did you race horses?
I heard a female voice, but I couldn't understand what she said.
Can you repeat yourself?
Sounds like my name, Alex.
Yeah, that's Alex. Can you tell Alex what number the dice landed on? Can you tell Alex the dice number? What do you want?
You guys wanted Alex?
Yo. You.
They want you?
What do you want from me? No.
I know where they want you to go. They want you to go to the Ouija table.
Do you want me to go to that Ouija table? Over? A female voice I heard over. Not yet in a male voice.
What do you guys want from Alex? You guys wanted Alex down here.
Thank you.
Can you tell Alex one of our names?
What was that? Do it again. Male voice, I'm ready.
What are you ready for? For sending me over to the Ouija table?
Male voice, ready, red.
Someone to come.
Drop.
Go ahead and somebody go and touch Alex's knee. Or his shoulder. Tap him on the shoulder.
Tap him on the left shoulder. That custom's been pretty nonstop. Do you want someone to go with me to the Ouija table? Your all of them? Do you want all of us to go to the Ouija table? Something moving?
The cup's moving.
Red?
Megan's wearing red. My walkie-talkie's red. My camera's red. Want me to go to the Ouija table now?
I heard a deep roar.
That was the heater turning. Is there someone touching me?
Something touched the back of my left leg. I did.
Who was it? What's your name? Are you a root?
You?
Your name is you?
What?
Did you own horses when you lived here?
Awesome son? Female voice, you what? I can hear a I could hear a female voice talking, and a male voice kept, like, drowning it out, but I couldn't understand what they were saying.
Crowley, Mr. Crowley.
Follow me. Ozzy?
Where are we going?
Mr. Crowley. Mr. Crowley, we should follow you.
It is set. I am set. Coming?
I'll come with you.
Bye-bye.
Did you say bye-bye?
At?
Who's going bye-bye?
Who is going bye-bye? Was that Andrew?
I heard dog barking.
Left the room, was that
Weird.
Andrew?
Who left the room?
Heaven?
He said heaven.
Moving.
Should I use the Ouija table?
I heard loud static from over here. Like, specifically. Little kid.
What happened? Anything happened? Besides, I heard, you said heaven? You said?
He's been hearing barking. And then he heard the loud static, but I think it was the walking.
I would like to tap out soon. I just heard, who are you? very clearly, who are you?
I'm Andrew, the medium who will use the Ouija table. This is Megan, my wife. That's Alex.
A who?
Can you? What? Mike?
Something up with my mic?
Johnny? Or Donnie or something like that. You lose? Oh. I just heard a woman, like, wailing just quickly. Like, the little what?
Don't tap out yet, Alex. Don't tap out yet. He said, Johnny, do you know who's 8-track is in this thing? Johnny Cash.
I've hit me, not spirits. I've hit, I need to stop.
Good job. You said Johnny. 8-track is Johnny Cash.
Oh! Like right here?
Yeah.
Right here.
So he was trying to play Johnny Cash.
Yeah. Oh, clear Johnny and right like in the lower part of my.
Do you know how scary it is when you leave the room and he's no help to me? Because he's blindfolded?
What now?
You're blindfolded.
Yeah.
Andrew left the room.
Okay.
I was in here alone. It was scary. It's a very weird energy down here for me.
That's fair.
Understandable.
I've been touched like 15 times.
Back of my legs were being touched a lot, which was, it was just fine, but it's intense. I did not hear you two talking.
Yeah. It's trippy.
Alright, we got...
That's why I said I need to... I personally needed to tap out. I was...
They wanted me to do something with the Ouija table.
Was anything coherent of mine other than Johnny?
Yep.
Yeah. So, I was over there.
That's what I'm interested in, because to me it seemed very random and...
Yeah.
When you said bye-bye,
yeah.
Andrew walked out the door. Yeah. Simultaneously.
Oh,
he was walking out the door and you were like, bye-bye. But like your tone changed. You were like, bye-bye.
Yeah.
Like I was never going to be seen again. It was queuing up pretty well with us asking if they wanted me to go to the Ouija table. Because that got tapped. And then the rods pointed right out the door. And I think you said something like, go.
No, you said... Yeah, you said, where do you want me to go? And you said, go. So he was like, grab the rods, and grab the rods, and it kept pointing that way.
Huh.
So he walked to the Ouija table. And he said, we said, where did you go? Because I think you said he's gone.
Yeah.
And then they were like, heaven.
Didn't go to heaven. Just outside of the thing. Do you two want to go to the Ouija table with me? Or if you guys have it in the basement and you two want to go upstairs?
I'll go to the Ouija table. I'm not an issue with that.
Good. Alright, so you want me to come to the Ouija table. Let's see what you want me to do. Do you want me to use one of these planchettes? Can you pick which one you want to use? Big bloody one?
That's what it looks like.
Can you go in circles if this is the one you want to use? Okay, thank you. Can you stop the pendulum? Stop the planchette. Put you down there. Alex, do you want to be on the planchette with me? Do you want to hold the rods? What do you feel comfortable doing? Alright. So, what we're going to do is take a few deep breaths.
What was the name of the last name of a family that lived here?
Okay.
You.
Root. They just don't know how to spell root. But the double O would make a U sound.
Guess it's tough to be yes.
Alright. Yeah, root.
You probably couldn't get over the hump to get to the O.
Probably felt bad for our arms.
We can't spell. Do you like using an Ouija table? Is that a yes? Are you a negative spirit? What's her name?
Hmm?
So I think he runs out of gas too.
We all have an A.
Yes, Megan.
He said get longer arms, you two.
Hello. I think you mentioned his dad.
Hi. What's his name?
Oh, God. Oh.
in.
N-I-C-E-T-O. She's trying to speak. Nice to meet you. Because he said hi.
Can't slide across the table.
R. Very, very slow. Look, but there's two of us here. One of us has really short arms.
Which one is that?
That's me.
We can only do so much. It's okay.
Oh. So?
Either sorry, either way.
Yeah, so? Sorry? W? H? A?
T?
So what?
You sure you didn't bring Paul with you?
Oh my
God. What is your name? Who are we talking with? Here. Mimi was the farmer.
Oh!
The picture right by the door of the couple.
Oh, hi Mimi.
Shepard.
I don't think so. I can't remember the name, the last name she used.
Mimi, do you like dragging us across this table?
It would make sense for a woman to have that pleasantry, though. Hi, nice to meet you. You're slow, let's go.
Well, I don't know about that part.
We're doing the best we can.
She's talking to you more than anyone. She's called Alex and I slow.
Yeah. Not the first time we've been called slow. First time we've been called slow by spirits.
What do you mean? We are good. What do you want us to know?
No?
You don't want us to know anything? Cruising now.
A. S. K. I ask. What do you want to ask?
But S.
D. S.
Kids.
Kids.
No, we don't have any kids.
I don't either.
We watch kids.
S. O.
Yes, we want kids soon.
Ooh! Remember me.
I don't like that.
Why?
L.
You will.
Soon. You will. Why?
If we build a Ouija table, we have to put the letters close together.
Oh.
Where are we at?
Okay. You know.
Yeah, you know. Alright, so to recap here, because I need to break. My arm is filthy.
Yes.
How?
I don't know, man. Real dirty all of a sudden over here. Asked if we had kids. You said no, but you want some. She said soon.
You will.
You will, and then you know.
Something between S and T.
What
time is it? 'Cause you're gonna like give them like a nickname like S for Sharp and T for McIntyre. It's a lot of moving. My back is on fire.
I love you, Grandma. Like, I figured out if I just say this, I don't have to spell.
Yeah.
Trust me. I was working on the table. I was just being tracked.
You're welcome.
Me or against Grandma, whoever's you're in charge now, I don't even know at this point. Rob, we got 4 minutes till our session's over. We can probably spell out one more answer if there's anything else you guys want to say. Not. Oh.
Not on my watch.
Why?
Your time. Because you say we got 4 minutes. You need to say something.
So, nothing not on you, on your time.
There's nothing you want to say on you.
Anything else you want to say to me? To Megan?
Not on you.
Okay.
We'll take it. Thank you for coming through, everybody, from Mimi to Megan's grandma, or Mimi working with Megan's grandma, however that worked. Thank you for coming through. We're gonna go ahead and we're gonna say goodbye. This is me moving it. So the goodbye. I release you from the table, and I release ourselves. Double goodbye.
So that was our time at Greystone Manor. Fantastic place. I can't recommend it enough. If you love historical places, if you love bed and breakfasts, if you love haunted places, any combination of the three, definitely worth staying there. So much history, just incredible place. Loved every minute of it. Can't wait to go back. Again, thank you to our producers and sponsors, Tammy McIntyre, Steve and Debbie Huzar. Without their help, would not have been possible to go there. So, we rely on help in a multitude of ways. Sponsors, producers, buying merch, booking readings and stuff with me. A lot of that just goes back into the podcast, buying new equipment and paying these places to let us come in, because a lot of places, they do allow ghost hunts, but they're not free. So some of these bigger places and stuff that we want to go to, we do have to pay. So anything that you do to support us, support me, definitely helps get us to some of these big places. And this year specifically, got a lot of really cool places on the docket, so hopefully we could hit them all. But that does it for this episode. Make sure you like, subscribe, and share. And come back next time for some more Ghost in Action with your favorite paranormal cowboys at Who's Ghost Stories. And stay in the light.